Welcome to Total Wine & More. It's much more than a wine store. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
When people talk about Total Wine & More, they get a little carried away. We're just a big, friendly place run by people with a passion for wine and beer. See, we travel the world to find the best wines from the best regions, and we sell them at the lowest prices anywhere.
And friendly, helpful experts at every turn.
You know what? Maybe we are the eighth wonder of the world.
Shop in-store or online at TotalWine.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Contra Radio Network presents the Roundtable Report, a discussion of today's issues, so the kid gloves are off as we listen to real answers from real people. Come and join us on the Roundtable Report.
And good evening. I'm John Jeffers, the founder, host, executive producer here at the Contra Radio Network with my sidekick, Terry Kaz.
Howdy, everybody.
From the great state of Missouri. He's here. And tonight, a special treat for my listeners, our listeners, I should say, because Terry's become such an integral part of CRN. We have Mike Norris, the co-writer and director of the movie Amergeddon, which will be released next month, I think, 30 days from today. I believe it's May 13th is the release date, I think. I'm pretty sure that's the release date. He's supposed to be give us a call. Hopefully he'll call in about 8:05, I guess. If he wants to come in earlier, that's fine. Terry's got a whole slew of questions to ask him. Before we go any further, I want to say I got an email today from Casey and Marshall down in Louisiana. Because their the personalizer taking up a great deal of time, and I get that, in terms of increased responsibilities at work and stuff you got to do with the family and stuff, they will be unable to do any more broadcast of the survival post and whatnot. That's not to say it will never happen again. Just right now, they're both so overwhelmed right now, they just cannot fit it in there. I understand that. And I want to take this time to publicly thank them, for Casey Marshall, for calling in that one day and just having some time to talk with me, give me some great advice, show me how to do things and that kind of thing. So I just want to say a public thank you. We will miss you. If you need anything, please don't hesitate to call us. You'll always be a friend of the Contra Radio Network. In the chat room, I got Charles from Nebraska and Night Rebel 556. For those of you that are wondering, yes, I'm still tobacco free. Yes, I do like tobacco. Yes, I do like smoking. But no, I have not went back to it. I'm still tobacco free. And right now, I could really go with 12 packs of right now. All at once. So it's been 4 weeks, so yeah, I'm still not smoking. Well, the interesting part is my insulin resistance has gone way down. Why? Because. All right. Charles, I'm going to post this into the CRN Facebook page. There's an interview he listened to from Mike Norris, who we're going to have on very shortly. He was at TrueNews.com. Charles in the chat room says he really sounds like a really cool guy. One thing I want you all to realize that tonight, don't call in with any questions. And the reason we're doing that is because we don't want to be caught unaware, because I don't have a call screener. So I don't want to be caught unaware by some jackass who's going to be a fool. Like a monkey in a football. It's going to happen again. Guest 2241, welcome. He just joined to the chat room. But if you do want to ask questions or whatnot, please go to the chat room. Log in. Ask your question there. It's not a problem. But we just don't want to put Mike into a trick bag, because I don't have a call screener. One day I might have a call screener, but today's not that day. So when does call in, by all means. So that's what we're doing. Okay. And then, Charles, thank you for that link from TrueNews.com. I'm going to put that on the CRN Facebook page now, so other people, if they want to, listen to it or whatever they do, they can. In fact, doing it right now. All right. There it is, published. Done. Very cool. That's out there. All right. Well, Terry, what are you looking forward to till tonight?
I'm looking for some insight on that movie because this is like, I haven't been this excited about a movie since Red Dawn. Right? That's my favorite. Red Dawn is my favorite all-time movie. I have watched it so many times that one time I got the DVD for my birthday as soon as it came out. And then
we're talking the original version or the new version?
Both.
No, you're so sad.
Both, because when that came out, they got me that too. And I was like, ooh, yeah. And I've watched it so many times, it's like, I might as well just be part of the team. But it's like, man, I love that movie, Wolverines. I love the idea, the spirit of the guys that weren't looking for this. But they stepped up and did their game when they needed to. And that is that's the American spirit. Because
Todd and June Canfield have long
Americans been. Will stand up when you don't expect them to. They will stand up and they will bring a bag of hammers.
Bag of hammers. Todd and June Canfield have logged into the chat room. Welcome to the Contra Radio Network. Appreciate you being here tonight. So, in the meantime, well, it's about that time. I'm surprised we don't have a call in yet, but that's all right. That's okay. Because just to be sure that I'm not screwing it up. Nope, nothing there. Okay. No, I'm just checking the... to make sure I did not miss anything. I don't think I did. Checking. Oh, got it. That's it. Okay. And I put down Central Standard Time, so I'm good there. All right. I'm golden. All right. Well, we're just waiting for him to give a call in the meantime. I did post that in the True News interview that was yesterday that Charles sent to me. He says that, to go listen to it, Mike calls in at about the 45-minute, 37-minute mark. So 45 minutes into it is when he does. Night Row says, maybe Mike can tell us how his family can whoop ass. Well... his dad's Chuck Norris. I think that's all we have to say. I think that covers it all.
If I knew you were the son of Chuck Norris, do you really think that I'm going to challenge this guy?
Do you think he didn't learn
something from his dad? Come on.
No, there are people out there that do stupid things. Believe me. They do it.
Yeah.
They do it. And they will do stupid things. That's just what they are. Okay. What we got here?
Stupid enough to make a move.
Well, you know, people are what people are. I see the Russians visited the U.S. Navy today. I posted video of that on the CRN Facebook page, as well as why the United States Navy did not shoot that plane down, or planes down. So there is an explanation for that. Coming from the Navy. So if you want to scroll through there for today, the Contra Radio Network Facebook page, you'll see the story there. Yeah, not a good thing. Let's see. He says, Terry would never do a stupid thing. Well, he's like me. He joined the Army. So
who said that?
Who made that
brilliant observation?
Todd and June Canfield. I don't know if it's Todd and June or Todd or June.
Yeah, it's Todd and June. Todd is my old Army buddy in the 80s. Back in Fort Ord, California, we were Manchu infantrymen.
Uh-huh.
And we walked our asses off.
As you should. It's good for you.
Good to see Todd on the chat.
It is good to see him on the chat. Let me say welcome, 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 by all means. And, of course, you know, yeah, Planet Ord, there you go. I guarantee you, if Todd sticks around here in the chat room, Charles and the Night Rebel will get to chatting with him before you know it. As happens with all our shows on the chat room, the chat room takes on a show of its own. And to watch it, you have to really take a good hard look at it. It's interesting to say the least. Oh, what have we got here? Come on, come on. Well, I hope that I hope you got the right information. I checked the email I returned to him, and it's supposed to be the right thing. So check the phone number, check the time, checked everything. So on the other hand, you know what? I'm sure he's doing other things. In terms of, I'm sure there's other shows he's doing and whatnot. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to keep track of them all. I get it. It's not, you know. So, if nothing else, this will convert to a roundtable if we can't, you know, if we don't get him in. But that, you know, I'm not going to, you know, be pissed off about it. No, no, no. He's doing me.
Do I have to go down to Texas and look for this guy?
Go ahead. Let me know how it works out for you.
I will hunt you guys down.
Do you need a... You need bond money? I'm just asking.
I'll make sure that my health insurance is up and ready.
That's probably a real good idea. That's just what I'm saying. But
I think the man don't have security systems. I think you're wrong. Huh. Anybody who does a movie like this and is involved politically, like family is, you know how... His father's big on the politics thing too.
Oh yes, he is.
You know that pisses off a lot of wing nuts. Well, you think that they don't have a danger? His fame alone is makes him a target. But anybody who does a movie like this, you know they got to be ready. Come on.
One thing I want to Terry, you bring up a really good point, and something I want to say. I saw some comments about the movie on the Ameriggen Facebook page, and some people were complaining about the quote-unquote special effects or what are there, some of the set designs or whatever. My question to you people that are complaining about that, where were you with the money when he was looking for backers for the film? Yeah, that's what I thought. Silence, crickets. You know, I'm sure that, you know, you pay what you can to make the movie, get the movie done. And sometimes the message is more important than the glitz and the glamour, especially this type of film. So perhaps the next time he's looking for some money, some for financial backers for his film, perhaps those of you that are complaining about the quality of the film or whatever, perhaps you'll do more than just, you know, talk. Perhaps you'll back it up with some money. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, you can send it to Terry Koss in Lebanon, Missouri.
Yes.
You can make that check payable to cash. I'll take a bank's note. Mm-hmm. We'll do the millions of transaction.
I'm going to continue. I'm listening for this. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm finished. I'm just going to give you the money. I'll make sure that he gets it.
So. I'm sure you will. But, yep, waiting for it. Just waiting for my. I haven't seen him pop up on the. Oh, well, you know what? We will just do our show, and when he calls in, we call his in. What do you think? Yes?
Well, we're not sitting around watching cartoons, so we got to get something done.
We aren't. We are not. Here's one from Backdoor Survival. It says, what happens when the lights go out for good? Well, you don't have to worry about ComEd anymore. That's a good thing.
Well, you save
Chuck
money and
light. Chuck, you're absolutely right. Chuck in the chat room wrote, you know, tweet. No, he didn't tweet. He wrote this. He says, that's one thing I'm beginning to dislike about Americans. Is we expect everything for free. He's right.
Hey, you just figuring that out now?
Well, that's what Charles says, and I don't blame him. What do we got there?
They want everything for free.
Right.
They don't want to have to earn it. It's supposed to be a benefit. Well,
right. It's a right.
Sure,
I have a right to receive it
if you earned it.
No.
But it's not a right
as in cutting off oxygen
in the air.
It's a right. It's a right. It's a anything I like is a right and must be paid for by others. Anything I don't like must be banned. it's a human right, Night Rebel says. He says it's a human right. Here's day one. When the EMP goes off, you'll love this. How about thousands are trapped in elevators? Huh? All electrical appliances are shut down and inoperative, including refrigerators, freezers, heating units, air conditioners. Water faucets run dry because there's not water. Toilets no longer flush. ATM machines are inoperative. Banks and businesses are shuttered. Emergency generators provide pockets of power and light, but for the most part, there's profound darkness everywhere. Battery-powered radios and cell phones still operate, but there's no word as to the cause or scale of the power outage. And gas stations without generators cannot what? Pump fuel. Yes? How about day two? Confusion reigns. It reigns now in D.C., those fools. Drugstores and supermarkets have been stripped clean of all goods. That my guess, would happen day one. Law enforcement personnel are overwhelmed by medical emergencies and scattered outbreaks of looting. Batteries on laptops and cell phones are dying. Radio updates offer conflicting descriptions of the outage, and there's no credible news relative to the expected duration. Officials disagree as to whether residents should shelter or evacuate, but, evacuate to where? Bridges and tunnels are backed up for hours, probably more than that, Right. Most cars won't be running anyway, Night Rebel 556. You're correct. Guest 2564 has logged in. Welcome to the show. Appreciate it. They're here. Day three, no gas, no water, no food. All gas stations have run out of fuel. Water is at a premium. And our good friends at FEMA has provided emergency generators to pump water and keep sewage systems operational. But supplies are limited. Millions of MREs, which are meals ready to eat, have been distributed. And backup food and water supplies do not exist. Well, they exist, all right. But it won't be for public consumption. If you're a prepper, and you've listened to us, and we've been talking to you about this for well over a year now, you have been smart enough to catch your own food and water. That's right. So you actually won't need the government plantation to live on. You won't have to rely on them. And guest 2564 is logged out. Still waiting to hear from Mike Norris. He hasn't called in yet. Don't know why. Can't get in. Oh, well.
You know, it's another thing that's going to happen. And I heard this off of somewhere else. I can't take credit for this, but I thought it was a very good insight. All those sewage systems, the sewage runs really far. It goes up hills, down hills, and they've got secondary other pumps to help push it along, right?
Right.
Well, if the power goes out, and these pump, small little substations of pumps go, and you're at the bottom of a hill, that's where all that's going to go. All of that is going to flood back down to you. It's going to hit your home. And your basement might be full of sewage.
Perhaps.
And if you're a guy who puts all your supplies and stuff like that in your basement.
Right.
And that happened to you, well, you just lost the whole everything.
Oh, well, how about the end
How's
of week one?
Picture?
Oh, that's a – oh, no. I don't like that picture at all.
But
no,
that
sir.
Would happen to a lot of places in the United States because of these pumps.
Right. Well, that's true. What are we going to do?
Leave.
What else we got? Well, I mean,
Well, they are. They are talking.
As long
about,
as they're
like,
sealed.
Good,
if they're sealed, like, I would say, you know, don't throw it out.
Well, I would. Sure, I would try to do it as much as I can. I mean, but hell, that you still got to fish it out, you know, and everything.
I know.
What
I know
about
exactly.
The possibilities of infection greatly, greatly increase.
Oh. You got typhus
and
running
then,
rampant. Wait.
Yeah. And you better be first priority to go take a shower. But
oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, one solution is, and they're talking about this in the prepper shows, right,
mm-hmm.
is that you can go get a shutoff valve and hook it on right outside your house. So it might flow down, but it will stop right there.
Right.
Install a shutoff valve just outside your home between you and the connection.
There you go. You know what?
I'm like,
that
well,
may
that's,
be exactly
that's
what you
genius.
Need. It is. It is. It is. That's true.
You know,
okay,
so
then,
you can't put it on a municipality pipe, but you can put it on anywhere that comes from the hookup to your house. So I'm like, well, that's genius. I mean, that's one of those like, well, yeah, why didn't I think of that?
Right.
So if you
end
if anybody
one.
Is downhill where they that where this if a sewage station is not pumping anymore and it might come down to your hill, down to your house.
Yep.
I'd look into that if I were you.
You know, it's probably not that expensive.
No,
and I'm sure
probably you know, $10, you know, at the most.
$10 and if you got somebody who's a plumber It'll be throw in about $50-$60 to do the job. You're done. You're good to go.
Or you could, if you had one of those, the long tools that can go in the ground.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They have a shutoff valve.
Yes.
At the connection. How likely is that? I really don't know.
In the, up here they do. As long as there's a septic tank, you're good. Yeah, it sure is. Absolutely. At the end of week one,
so
you are going to be on your own.
Yeah,
you know that?
Yeah, you'll have to figure something out. That's all. Whatever your situation is, everybody needs to look into it.
Right. So at the end of week one, you're going to be on your own. Emergency rations have been depleted. Hundreds of the elderly and infirm have died. Hundreds of thousands of refugees have migrated to areas where there is still power, unequipped to house or feed them. Some states have instituted plans to keep the refugees out. Only the military can maintain a semblance of order, and there are not enough troops to go around. Millions of people are essentially on their own. Oh, yeah. But if you're a good
prepper,
where
do you think
you've had more than 1 week's worth of supplies stored up.
Oh, yeah. And where do you think that the military is going to protect first or most of all?
Government. Government
the
first,
government.
Maybe.
And a big city.
Oh, yeah.
St.
They'll
Louis,
be deployed there.
Kansas City, Chicago. They wouldn't come to a small town USA.
No. No, 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 no. They won't. That'd be surprising
unless
if they did.
Unless they came down here for a specific purpose, like some gang was going from town to town wiping people out or doing something stupid. That would be the only reason why they would get involved.
Week two and beyond, board up the windows and protect yourself from looters and thugs. So with no end in sight, hiding and defending your goods is a full-time job and a number one priority. It is for Terry and I. Law enforcement personnel are abandoning their posts in order to secure their own families. That's true. Like-minded neighbors band together to inventory resources and exchange goods via barter. Neighbors canvass each other for skills that can be put to good use for the collective good. Stockpiled food is rationed to the minimum amount needed to maintain necessary caloric levels. Terry, what are the necessary caloric levels? Do you know?
The necessary caloric levels?
Yes.
To chlorinate your water?
No. Caloric is in calorie intake for human beings.
Oh,
the minimum
amount
needed to maintain.
Well, it greatly depends on your weight, your age, your sex, and most of all, your activity. Today, okay. We go on a basic 2,000-calorie diet, but in lean times, you can easily go to 1,500, 1,600.
Yep.
For survival, I'd say you want 1,000. Like, you really have to cut it back. You know what I mean?
Way back.
Yeah, that's way back. Especially if you've got any kind of deal, like, you have to walk a long way. You have to go, walk, 50 miles to get somewhere. But yet you're only on a 1,000-calorie diet. Well, I hope you've got water. You better have water.
Absolutely.
But if you're active, and it also greatly depends on the climate.
True.
Because
if it's winter,
you're going to be burning off a lot of calories. Soldiers up in Alaska will go through 3,500 calories.
Oh, easily. 2,500 is the minimum for combat operations in the wintertime. 2,500 is the minimum.
Right.
So, beware. And they're also saying that
MREs, MREs can be fattening.
They're supposed to be.
If you're not doing the activities. Yeah, if you're not doing those activities. I mean, if anybody wants to try to understand, maybe you just never did anything in your life. Okay. Have you ever been out in the snow or gone swimming for the day?
Mm-hmm.
And you come back, and you know what? By the end of the day, you're hungry. You're really hungry. Why? Because you've been burning off some calories.
Oh, yeah.
Believe it or not, you still spend a lot. One danger for, like, in the winter, it could be, like, 2 foot of snow. You know what one of your dangers is? Dehydration.
Absolutely.
People don't understand just how much water they're spending to stay warm. Because, okay, you're cold and your muscles are shaking. Your body is like trying its best to keep warm. That takes a lot of energy. Your body is actually burning a lot. The friction within your body that's being created takes energy, and you're going to have to replace it with good food. We're not talking about chips and candy bars.
Right.
No, soda is not going to help.
No, it is not. I see Dark Woods Hunter has logged into the chat room. Welcome to the Contra Radio Network. We're waiting for Mike Norris to call in for us. And here, I hope he's all right. Don't want anything bad to happen to him. Not when he's this close to getting, getting his movie out next month. What else we got here? We got that. We talked about that. Oh, and FEMA's nowhere to be found after week two and beyond, by the way. Just so you're. So there's also, what's that? I will definitely have to do that. Okay. Trying to think. Nope, that was it. That was it for that one. Just ideas for what's going to happen when it all goes to hell. Because it will. Guaranteed. They're talking about rolling blackouts now for this summer. Because the electric grid is so aged and falling apart. And yet,
and the high demand.
And, we just go on like there's no tomorrow. Like, hey, it's okay. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to see here. Move along.
And then cities like L.A., San Diego, that area.
Right.
They have a very high demand.
Well, of course they're going to.
Of according to how much energy they can get in. So.
Right.
What are they going to do? Well, they start cutting some people back.
I don't know what they're going to do, but they're talking about it. And yet the federal government just sits on its ass. So da-di-da-di-da, instead of trying to fix things before they go bad, because it's kind of like driving around with that little stupid idiot engine light on your car. It says, engine problem or whatever. or, you know, it's just a warning light on your car, and you keep driving it. And then you're surprised when it breaks down. Like, oh, well, you know what? You knew it was going to happen, and yet you did zip. You did nothing. Same thing here. How many people have to go to these congressional hearings, to the Senate hearings, testify that the power grid is aged, it needs upgrading, it needs protection, and yet they don't do anything. They just kick the road, they kick the can down the road for the next, you know, next session of Congress or the next session of the House.
No, we got to spend money on the treadmills for shrimp.
Well, of course we do.
Sex life for squirrels.
That's important stuff.
We must sacrifice all those California farmers for what? A fish, a little tiny-ass fish.
I agree.
But yet they put millions of people in jeopardy.
Yet, and the good, and you know what? And this is the truth. The truth of the matter is this. And when the electricity does fail, the grid goes down, who's going to be around? Who's going to be left to tell Congress, oh, yeah, you were wrong. You couldn't hold on another year, another 6 months. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Who's going to be around to tell them no? To tell them they were wrong? Nobody. Nobody at all. Oh, boy. Wow.
Where is Mr. Mike?
I do not know. I do not know the answers to these and other questions. What I'm going to do is this. Oh, boy. Where am I looking for? No,
maybe
get
I have
off
to get
there.
My people to call his people.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know you had people.
Well, you know, there is another subject that I was thinking about talking about. Either as a filler for tonight or we'll talk about it as a discussion later on. But there's one subject that I want a lot of people, you know, some subjects about, like, why are you a prepper? If you listen to any of these prepper broadcasts on another mm-hmm. channel or with us.
Yep.
You ask people, you're always being asked, why did you become a prepper? And
yep.
how did you start?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought, you know what? There's always a theme. So I thought, you know, why am I a prepper? Well, my main number one umbrella of really why, I have a family. And do I expect to survive? I tend to put it all in percentages, the chances of this happening and that happening. The chances of me surviving as opposed to other people, I've got a pretty good chance because of skill sets I've learned, supplies that I've collected, and resources that I know I can tap. But there's a lot of people out there that have no idea. They're completely mm-hmm. clueless. If they don't have a Starbucks, they don't even know how to make a cup of coffee.
Oh, that's true.
Much less how to cook an egg. I mean, there's people out there, they don't know jack shit.
They don't.
Nor would they sacrifice and do whatever survival necessities need to be done. Like, if you ran out of toilet paper, would they use the newspaper? Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Well, you watch me. I'll pull up those funny papers and no problem. If I gotta go, I ain't using my hand.
Well, that's,
so, like,
you know
what I'm saying? But I want a lot of people to start thinking, what if you're the leader of your family, what if you don't survive? What's next? what's your contingency plan for when you're not here?
Or you're unable to.
You're completely unable to. Which
right.
even makes it worse because now they have to help feed you, but and you can't do anything practically to help anybody out. No doctors. You're knocked out. How are you going to get an IV if there's nothing available? There's no intravenous feeding.
Or you haven't trained anybody else to do it.
Right. And this has been going through my mind all week and since the weekend. What about if my son has to deal without me? Right? He's 16. So this summer, we decided that this summer we're going to start doing some additional training. We're going to step it up a little. We got the Ranger Handbook, compasses, maps. Go out, do some land nav.
Land nav.
Wilderness
without
site first.
The use of GPS.
No GPS, none. You can go through it. You can talk about it, but we I damn sure ain't going to use it. I mean, I remember when GPS machines started coming out in the Army, and I didn't like them. To be honest with you, I was like, I don't even need this. Why are you making me use this? Well, you got to train in it. I say, well, I failed. Give me the map. So,
give me the map.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, I failed that. I failed my task conditions and standards. Give me back my map. So, like, but anyways, so what if my son was out on a school trip, like the football team or with band, and they're 60 miles away? Something happened, like EMP. Well, how are they going to get back? Because, I don't know, it's just like the worst case of the worst case scenarios. For some reason, he is far away. How is he
right.
going to be able to find his way to get back home? Not just can he traverse the terrain or walk down the highway, but how can he do it safe? Because like we were just saying, in the first 24 hours, people start looting.
Uh-huh.
People will hit drinking and driving, hitting you with a car. They don't care.
They do not.
People will start doing things like crazy. And how is he going to be able to safely get across country to get back home? Because that needs to be his first priority, get back home. Make contact with us somehow. If not, keep going. Because if you want to walk down the highway, first of all, you could be seen. Secondly, if you do it, any road, do you walk at night, sleep during the day because of the visibility? Or if you do have to sleep because it's so long, if you had to crash out somewhere, where can you crash out? I would suggest hiding, not just simply sleeping on the side of the road. You follow what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, no, I hear you.
Because people might want to take advantage of it. What if I had a very pretty daughter? It'd be the same thing. Somebody want to take advantage of her. And we all know what that means.
Right.
There's a lot of child predators out there. And there's a lot of people out there that would do stupid, stupid stuff.
Yes.
So how does my son be able to get home? Even without a compass. Can you tell us? Can you navigate with just the sun and time of day? I mean, these are the things I'm going to teach them.
Well, yeah.
After like land nav courses and stuff, then I'm going to, like a couple hundred meters, then maybe a mile, then 5 miles, then maybe 10 miles.
I thought you were going to drop them off at Kirk's house in California and say, you have 7 days to get home. Start moving.
Dude, I'd hate to do that just driving.
Just because?
Just driving. I hate that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, like, you know, so does your family know how to survive without you? Do they know where to get water? How to tap into resources that are just out there already?
Right.
Do they know which water is safe to drink and which one is not safe to drink? Or at least your best chances? Would you even do some things like eat cattle feed?
Oof.
If you really have to.
If you're really
hungry. Is it
going to
hurt you? I'm talking about survival.
I know. Mainly,
the real purpose is you got to get somewhere. You can't carry all the food. You don't know what's going to happen. What if you do have food, somebody steals your backpack? Now what are you going to do? So.
Those are all good points, too. So
that's the kind of stuff that we're going to talk about. How to, like, with nothing but a knife, how do you build some primitive, how do you use a tarp, a regular tarp, like you buy at Lowe's or Walmart? How do you use a poncho? How can you use a simple sheet of plastic and make it into a shelter to keep the rain off of you or the dew? How can you sleep on the ground without laying on the ground? You know, like leaves and sticks and stuff like that, because the ground will actually suck the heat right out of your body.
Oh, yeah, it will. Oh,
or
yes,
it's been
it
raining.
Will.
You know, it's been raining, so you want to maintain your heat, so you want to stay off the ground some. You know, it's kind of like when you do some training in the military for escape and evade. How do you get from one point to the other without being detected, without being found?
Well, those are good questions.
You know, if things hit the fan, say an EMP hit,
right,
you're separated by, who knows, 5-10 miles. You might not think it's a lot, but if you have to walk and the world is going crazy, some things might change. There's different parts of the country that act differently than others. Here in my small town, people aren't just going to lose their minds right away. But in a big city, you have to traverse the terrain across the city to get back home to your apartment. That, you know, who knows what you got to pass through to get there? Or do you want to play it safe and take the long way around and still be able to do it? A lot of people can get somewhere by driving because that's what we're used to. But can you get there by walking? It is kind of
all
different, right?
Well, no, I mean,
these
are all questions.
How many women?
Yes.
Right. I mean, how many? I was talking to a friend of mine, and his wife was like, "Oh, I've been there before lots of times, but I have no idea how to get there. Why? Because her husband drives all the time." I'm not blaming her. I'm just like, you know, you really should pay attention where you're going, because you might have to go there yourself. And it really wasn't that far.
Right.
But
let's see, what did Night Rebel say here? Yes, Mike did know the show was at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Yes. In fact, I just checked the email I sent to those people last week. They had all the details, phone number to call in, the time. Yes, Central Standard Time, absolutely. So that was from Night Rebel. He's getting impatient, and I can't say I blame him, but I'm sure there's been a breakdown somewhere. But I was just going, while Terry was talking, I was going through all the sent emails, all the emails I sent between his camp, between Mike Norris and me, and I got to tell you, I don't know. Something is up. I don't know. But that's okay. I prefer that we, you know, that he called after we told everybody he was going to be here. But what are you going to do? You know, sometimes, you know, something comes up at the last minute. I mean, who knows? Maybe he has to help his dad go kick somebody's ass. I don't know.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. They got Night Rebel 556. He says, I'm good. Would have been here regardless, John. I appreciate it, buddy. I do appreciate it. You are one of our faithful listeners, especially for Terry, because Terry needs help. Because you know in his guts, he's nuts. You don't believe me? You don't believe me? Try talking to Terry sometime when we're off the air. Terry will call you at the drop of a hat just because he wants to talk to you. And that's what a good friend does. They'll talk to you whether you got something to say or not. We like that.
Well,
that's true, brother.
I'm too old to be texting that much, so you can get a lot done during talking.
Night Rebel 556 says, at least there's no echo this week. There you go, Ter.
All right.
Oh, so I just emailed them, Mike's people. I just emailed them about 10 minutes ago. I haven't heard back, so I don't know. I do not know these things. I find it somewhat disturbing. But like I said, it's nothing that, you know, is, you know, God forbid he's been in a car crash or something, or who knows, maybe he's doing another show and it's gone over or whatever. I get it. It's all right. It's not the end of the world. Not yet.
Well, I think he should send us, for compensation, he should send us the first release of DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
Because
be nice.
We don't have it in our area.
We do not. And have you heard back from your theater? I've not heard back from my local theater yet.
Nope. I'm about to call the headquarters myself.
I did call. I called mine. Oh, I have to leave a message.
And what'd they say?
Okay. Got to leave a message. Okay. I'm still waiting.
Oh, that's not an answer to me.
Oh, no. That's the blow off. So, okay. But, yeah, it happens. I said, I've called my theater, and I can't even get an answer from them. So
see,
I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's worth it.
I'm an asshole. If I ask a question and I'm getting a run, if I feel like I'm getting a run around or some political answer, like yeah, and you did what I call a political answer is like, I asked you a question, you said a bunch of stuff, and you know what? That didn't even answer my question. I didn't ask that. I asked this. What about this? I am relentless. I will keep going, and I'll say, okay. Maybe I'm talking to the wrong person.
That's possible.
Your supervisor, please.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who's the gatekeeper of the information? Who makes the decision?
Good question. Who's the decision maker? That's
right.
The question.
I mean,
it's not me.
In my email, I said, hey, I'll come down there and I can explain to you why this movie is important. It's not just an entertainment film. It's actually got a message. I can explain it to you, and by the time I'm done, I am positive that you will be convinced that you need to show this in every theater.
Well, you know how they get.
Well, you want to make money or not?
No. Because if it has not been approved by the state, well, then, I'm sorry, you can't use it.
Well, it's better than showing Toy Story 15 or Flight of the Fairies.
No. That keeps the people occupied. Keeps their minds on other things.
Keeps their marshmallows soft.
Did you talk to Providence today?
Yes.
Are we good for Saturday with her?
Think so. I mean, she's got a kind of a crazy schedule.
I don't care.
She's also has, with her schedule, she gets really, really busy. So she's going to also have time to, this weekend, for example, is going to be the first weekend in a long time that she gets to spend time with just her and her husband. And I'm like, hey, gotta
request
go
is denied.
Take care of business.
Request is denied. Next. There'll be no taking care of business.
Right.
I'll get a hold of her. I told her that you'd be getting a hold of her, just giving her a brief rundown. I said, this is nothing really involved. All you got to do is just, do what we do. Talk, and that's it. Talk about whatever. But,
so we got anybody
you
want to call in?
I told her, yeah. I told her when to call in. So that's not a problem.
I mean tonight.
Oh,
tonight,
no.
I think that maybe we can start accepting some phone calls if,
if you want to. Yeah, we can open the lines.
Mr. Mike is not showing up.
I'm disappointed. Okay, if you want to call in, 516-453-9389. The line is open. 516-453-9389. Call in. The lines are open. Talk to Terry. We're talking about, I got to tell you. Terry introduced me to this woman on Facebook. Her name's Providence Crowder. Providence is a very straightforward, conservative black woman who calls it like she sees it. And you know what? It's kind of refreshing. She does not toe the Democratic Party line. She toes the Providence Crowder line. And we're trying to get her in here for a Saturday's show, because I think what I'd like to know is this. I have never heard, nor have I ever seen, a black person who is a prepper.
Yeah,
and that's
kind
of why. I'm sure they're out there. I'm sure those people are out there. But I've never known any of them. I've never talked to any of them. I haven't seen any of them. So,
I tell you what, it's like I always told her, I said, you're more than just beautiful. You're smart. I mean,
she is a smart cookie.
Yeah, she's really smart.
Make no mistake, and let no man take her for a fool, will do so at his own peril.
Yeah.
I'm
she gets
you.
Around. She knows people. She's in the political process, the game up there
right.
in New York.
Oh, they're
not
in
New
Rochester.
York City, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's in Rochester, I believe.
And, did you know in Etowah, Tennessee is east of Chattanooga, and that's where my uncle's from, and my cousin. On June 10th and June 11th,
uh-huh.
they are going to have a moonshine festival.
Say it ain't so.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Mama already gave me permission. I'm going. They're going to have moonshine supplies. Like, if you want to buy a whole still, you could probably buy a whole still.
Well,
or whatever
whole
supplies.
Stuff.
I'm hoping to get some new yeast. I got a little bit left, and I need to get some more anyway. So
right.
And
yes,
it was souvenirs and girls and Daisy Dukes.
And this is now. Are there any campgrounds nearby that I might be able to take advantage of?
Yes, there are. I saw one posting where it's like, I think it's $20 a day.
Oh, that's cheap.
Which is not that. Yeah, it's not that bad.
Ride the White Lightning. No, Night Rebel. Ride the White Lightning is when you get tasered. That's Ride the White Lightning, baby.
The white lightning with the brown streak.
Ooh, it's
no,
really cool.
No, I
Etowah,
where's
Etowah? Where in Tennessee?
Etowah, Tennessee is all the way south of Tennessee, at Chattanooga.
Okay,
east
Chattanooga.
Of Chattanooga. Down the
Columbus,
very
Georgia.
Bottom line of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay.
It's on the very bottom line, south line of Tennessee. It's kind of like off of, what is that?
It's going to be by Georgia. Then.
Yeah, Highway 24 between Nashville and Atlanta.
Yep. Nashville, Atlanta. Probably, if I go there,
like,
I'll probably end up stopping at the battlefield then.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Oh, yeah. Go up to Lookout Mountain.
There.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Chattanooga's kind of an interesting place, I'll tell you. Just drive up, and next thing you know, it's like, wow, here it is. You're here. So.
Yeah, you just go through a bunch of mountain passes, this and that, and then bam, it's Chattanooga.
You're there. Yeah, exactly. It's like you just roll up to the mountain passes, and there it is. It's like, wow. Yep. Yeah. Went through there a couple
of
times.
Etowah, Tennessee. June
10th
and 11th, the Moonshine Festival.
Well, they moonshine.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to be lit.
Okay.
I'm going to be on special assignment for CRN. Do I get travel expenses?
Sure. I'll send you a
box. Do I get travel expenses? Will CRN pay for my hotel?
I see Aaron can barely pay for what we're doing now. What do you want?
We just have to pay for the special report that actually shows up. That would be a pretty cool thing, kind of like interview people on a prepper type, on a per angle.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
All right. Explain yourself.
Because, like, I do moonshine, right? And I got two moonshine stills. I got a small one and a big one. My big one is like 55 gallons.
So you're looking to go to Camp FEMA?
No.
Yes, you are.
Maybe Camp K Campground. But like, I'm going to, I think that would be interesting to interview people. Because when you do a moonshine still,
all right,
it is more than just the alcohol to drink. You're talking about just like the alcohol gel that you use to clean and sanitize your hand. If you've got some surgery going on, that moonshine could save your life instead of having an infection. If you've got a cut or something like that, it could save your life from having gangrene. Helping keep your wounds clean.
True.
It's also a great mouthwash, you know, because people get diseases through their mouth a lot.
Well, yeah.
And you don't have to spit.
Well.
And because I tell you what, if you got good moonshine, it'll kill all the bacteria and germs in your mouth.
All right.
I can feel it. And
I can feel it. Was it that burning sensation as your gums are bleeding through or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's also good fuel for your car. That's how they get ethyl alcohol. And because that's all ethanol is, denatured moonshine, denatured because it's mixed with gasoline, so you cannot drink it, but. It starts off with just pure grain alcohol.
All right.
Also, you can, with the still, you can distill vinegar instead of just making it in a pot, like with some old wine or something like that. But you just take that, distill it, and you got distilled vinegar like you buy in a store. And vinegar is a great resource to have around the kitchen at any time.
You should keep that on hand. You could buy that for gallons. Buy it by the gallons. It's like $2.50 a gallon right now. In fact, at the store tonight when I went through there. $2.50 for a gallon of vinegar.
Like, you know a good use for, I was talking to a horseshoe or a horse friend of mine. He's got stables. He keeps people's horses. And he gave me some horseshoes so I could do some decoration around the house. He said, what'd you ever do with them? I said, you know, I took those horseshoes and I put them in vinegar, like 50% vinegar and water. And
right.
In a couple of days, it was like all the rust was gone. And these things were completely rusted, old. And it cleans it all the way down to the metal. I said, well, that was pretty handy. He didn't know that. Yep. I'm about to apply it. I want to get me about like 5 gallons, and I want to apply it to my rocket stove.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to take off all the rust and stuff, and then I'm going to paint it with that high-temperature black paint like you do barbecues and stuff.
Yep. Oh, Scoot 13 just logged in. All right, buddy, here you go. Todd Canfield has logged out. However, Scooter 13 has logged in. And Knight Rebel 556 says, apple cider vinegar is really good for you. And you're correct, it is. So.
Yep. I mean, there's a lot of really good uses instead of just simply making the alcohol to drink.
Well, yeah.
And if you want something that's good for bartering, right, a bartering tool.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere,
I know you're going with this.
And I've been around the world, and I don't care how poor you are. You could be so poor that you have nothing in your life, but you'll find the money to buy a drink.
You can find it. It's called priorities. It's all about priorities.
Then you got people. They're going through stress. They got the money, but they got stress because of the world gone to hell. Well, they want a drink. They want to forget a few things for a moment. Have a good time. They'll buy alcohol.
They will. They will. That is true.
Sooner or later, all that alcohol in the stores are going to be gone.
Well, let me ask you this, because I don't know the answer. What the hell's vinegar made from? How do you make vinegar?
Well,
I don't know.
I use something like fruit or something like that. Make something like a wine.
You could, okay.
You can also take some mash. I don't want to give away my recipe, but if you had things like fruit, potatoes, things like that. You made some kind of a mash, and then it just stays for too long. It starts going sour.
Turns rancid.
And then, yeah, sort of, in a vinegar kind of way. Especially as long as you help keep out all the bacteria and stuff and get all crusty. That's nasty. But like, a lot of people use things like fruit, some vegetables you can use, like a sweet potato or yams.
That's true. Okay.
Is that the answer you were looking for?
It works. This works. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, vinegar's been around for centuries. How difficult can it be to make?
No, I think vinegar was found by accident by trying to make wine or something back in the
day. I'm sure it was.
And then it was just left around for too long.
Okay.
And then the women found a way I don't know everything about this. I don't know about women products. But back in the day, women, before they had feminine products that you can buy to clean yourself during a certain times of month, women used to use hot water bottles and vinegar and water.
Well, there you go. All right.
You know, so women out there, please call in, comment on the Facebook CRN Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Or the Country Prepper. I would really like to know if I'm wrong, because that's what I keep telling people. I just remember that back in the day, vinegar was like part of a
everything.
Female product.
Well, they've
then
been
somewhere
using
like
for
in the 70s, early 70s, they started coming out with female products, you know, that were more hygienic and friendly to them. Smells better.
I don't know.
Things like that.
Yeah, I don't know these things.
It's like, I don't know these things.
I don't. And I make, you know, I just think about it. I did find a link, 6 steps on how to make your own vinegar. It's on the Contra Radio Network Facebook page. Put it on there a day. Night Rebel says you have to be able to pickle your cucumbers with it. And I heard the other day about the Diva Cup. Don't even know what that is. And I'm sure not even going to go down there. No. Hey, puppy dog. I got my dog in here with me. He's just doing what he does. So. Oh, boy. This show has been a really letdown, you know? It's like, I didn't have anything prepared for the first time in a year and a half because I was counting on Mr. Norris to call in or make sure staff knew to call in, that kind of thing. So I just wanted to be sure. It's like, wow. So.
Yeah. Well, sorry, everybody.
Yeah, really. You're absolutely right. You know, we have to apologize for it. I don't know what happened. And tell the truth, I'm kind of pissy about it now. It's like, come on. But, you know, one thing I learned, and my daughter told me outright after I retired, she said, you know, Dad, you can't make people do everything you want them to do. I said, I know, but there was a time I could, and I did it for well over a quarter century, and guess what? It's hard to give up. But
there's still some people you could throw punch.
There are some people we could throw punch or, you know, put a chokehold on and just relish, you know, the fact that they're not stealing your oxygen anymore, that there are no more oxygen thieves on the planet. But that's just a pipe dream of mine. There will always be oxygen thieves on the planet. And oxygen thieves can be classified as by many, you know, different people. By what they do or what they don't do. So
maybe we can, you know, maybe
What's
we can
that?
Get rid, heal that global warming if we get rid of all the stupid people.
Well, define stupid. Exactly. And it's really not against
a lot
the law
of people
to be
that
stupid.
Live in a city.
It's
anybody that
the
votes for
nature,
Bernie or
we
Hillary.
Can't do with it.
Oh,
those two clowns. No, they got their own issues. They got their own problems. No, that was real classic.
Now there's a new video out. I posted on my page. Hillary Clinton praising Senator Robert Byrd.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Who was the big KKK guy.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that she, when she was Secretary of State, saying that she relies on him for his great wisdom on how to do her job. I'm like,
you know what?
You're the Secretary of State, and you're saying that a guy from the KKK is your that's your resource?
Robert Byrd has been in the Senate for, God, over 50 years. It was like him and Strom Thurmond. And I got to tell you, and if she was smart, and I'm not saying she's not, I'm saying that she's had some really piss poor advisors. They should have had her come out and make, you know, say something, clarify it, like, you know, he knows what he's doing when it comes to government. Because you don't survive in Washington for 50 plus years and, you know, not know how to get things done. But regardless, it doesn't matter. People don't care about what their candidates have done or what their candidates have said. They just don't care. And you're not going to change their minds. That's just the way it is. So, let's see. Night Rebel 556 wants to know, don't you need alcohol to make vinegar? For example, apples to hard cider to vinegar. Terry.
True. It goes beyond being alcohol, because the alcohol content is only going to go to so high, it will peak at the yeast that's creating the alcohol. Okay. Is mm-hmm. living off of the sugars that's in the mash.
Oh, okay.
Once the either the sugars have ran out, or the alcohol has gone to a certain degree, like say a 23-22%, some of them are lower, then it becomes toxic for them to live with the higher alcohol content. And eventually they die off, and then everything starts sitting. And then the alcohol and the mash, it starts to go, for a better word, rancid, you know? And
right.
then, which I tend to cover everything, the container with cheesecloth to help keep flies and stuff like that from going in. I don't want that mixed in.
Right.
Because of the excess bacteria and stuff like that it can introduce in excess. Well, then it just starts going rancid. It starts turning into vinegar. Kind of a natural process because there's
right.
bacteria.
Right. Natural process. Yeah.
Vinegar starts, the alcohols, the sugars that are left, they start turning into a vinegar.
Right.
And then you don't want it to go too far, because then it'll be like really no good. Start smelling like, a dead body. And then you want to strain it out and then distill it. And the reason why you distill it is that you start getting the finer points of it.
Oh, okay.
Because the vinegar will have a separate for evaporation. It'll distill off at a different temperature than just plain water, just like alcohol.
Well. All right, buddy. Well, what shall we do here? Because I'm kind of blown out right now.
Yeah, looks like it's going to be a short night.
Hey, did you buy that Cody box?
Not yet, no.
Oh, dude.
I was just talking to my wife about it, and she's like, yeah, go ahead.
Let me tell you, get the you have to order up the Logitech keyboard separately. And the keyboard makes it so much easier than what they – because when you get the Cody box, they just send you the little clicker. You know, it's got the four arrows on there, so you just, click to what you want, then you push the OK button. Well, using the Logitech keyboard, it's got the built-in mouse and the keyboard all together. Oh, man, it makes it so much easier. It is so much better. Yeah, the Cody box is very cool.
Can you watch Fox News or Fox Business on that?
Yeah. You can watch anything that's in theaters right now. You can watch it. In fact, I even put in Armageddon to see if it was on there yet, and it's not. The Cody box itself is just a small computer. It's built specifically for going to video applications. That's all it does. Now, the link I sent you for it, the same one I have, you can use it to go online as a browser. You want to check your Twitter or your Facebook account. But generally speaking, it's movies and TV. It's made really specifically for that. And the beauty is there's no monthly charge at all.
What was that, like 130?
Yeah, I got it for 130. Yeah, that was it. It's an MX-10 box. I believe that's what it is. I think it was an MX-10.
Now that we're talking about it, you're going to have to put a link on CRN.
I could. I probably
Maybe
will.
People can save money. Like, me, I want to save money.
That's me. I'm going to cut back on the U-verse and just have the basics so I could at least get to the local channels. Now, I do get one channel out of Chicago on the Cody box. I haven't tried any of the others out of Chicago. I haven't really looked for them because I'm still playing around with it, you know, figuring out how to use it. It runs on the Android operating system, not, you know, not the Windows operating system, the Android operating system. So it's a little different. So it'll take me some, you know, time to get used to. I just like the Windows because it's easy. Easy for stupid people like me to figure out. Kirk is in the house, finally. He's been here for 2 minutes from Southern California. It's everybody's friend Kirk. And let's see, it's what time? It's about 6:15. So he's probably in his car, just got off work and is tooling his way home. So
time for a beer, my man.
Oh, well, for him? For Kirk? No, Kirk mm-hmm. has duties. He has duties to attend to. And his wife has not let him off the hook yet. Yeah. Yeah, a road soda. Yeah, that's always really good for, you know, in Southern California. We know how they are about their road sodas. Of course, you probably won't be the only one either.
What, it's in a paper bag?
Doesn't matter. It's California. California is slightly different than the rest of the country. If you live on the coast of California, you're more or less more likely going to be a liberal. The farther away you get from the coast, the chances are become increasingly greater that you're a conservative on your political outlook. Oh yeah, and Kurt
says,
through
L.A. one time.
One time.
Only one time. Because I was stationed at Fort Ord, California back in the 80s. And I'm driving through, and of course I hit one of the, I'm going to Disneyland or World or whatever it is. And I'm driving through it. I get one of those notorious, the road jams, traffic jams.
Yeah, yeah.
The highway. And I'm looking around at everybody. Every car I see has a dent. Everybody's got a mark on their car. I'm like, oh, great.
Right.
This is great. Everybody's all dented up. I need to watch how I'm driving around here.
Uh-huh. Well, people are busy. We have to text and drive, and we have to talk on our cell phones. We have to do every... Basically, their drivers are a little different than drivers anywhere else. They do everything but drive. We eat. We talk on the phone. We have to find the right music on the radio. We got a text. Oh, wait, I got to do a Snapchat picture here so I can put it out there for all to see. Oh, yeah. Everything but drive.
I've seen women putting on their makeup in traffic.
Yep. You know what? I actually stopped somebody for that. I got so irritated by it. I finally said, enough's enough. I can't take it anymore. And the story is, it was one of my wife's friends.
Really?
Yeah, I said, stop that. Stop it now. You're driving everybody behind you crazy. Yeah. And she said, what do you mean?
And you still
said, what
do
you mean? No, I didn't. I was never a big ticket guy, ever, until the new sheriff came in and said, okay, he wanted to start using the sheriff's office as a collection agency for the county, and that is, he wanted to start writing tickets, 2 tickets a day, and you could use, you know, traffic crashes as, you know, for his quote for the quota. And if we didn't write the 2 tickets a day, then we'd get in trouble because the state of Illinois had said, oh, by the way, because we argued, look, that's a quota. You can't make us do it. The Supreme Court in Illinois said, you can't make us do it. We're not doing it. Well, they went ahead or got around it by saying, well, this isn't a quota. This is a performance standard that you have to meet. Oh, and the Supreme Court goes, okay, you can have performance standards. So the performance standards was, you will write 2 tickets a day. So, but other than that, I rarely wrote tickets. I might stop people just to make an on-the-spot correction. But to write a ticket, are you kidding me? Why would I want to write somebody a ticket? They can't afford it as it is. You know?
Man, I can easily write 2 tickets a day. I see a lot of stupidity.
Yeah.
Then again, I'm not driving around in a cop car and people all of a sudden want to slow down and drive right.
No. Don't let them fool you. That rarely happens. I've had people blow by me at 70 in a 40. I'm thinking, are you freaking kidding me? Now you do it in front of me. Now I have to do something. I can't just let you get away with it. I got to do something now. So, yeah.
Yep.
So,
I mean,
well, okay.
If anything, you can always get them by the school.
Oh, you know what? Now the school that, you know what? That's one thing that if we got to have the two tickets, I'd rather do it at the school zone. At least then it's somewhat, you know. But we got more people talking on their phones driving to the school zone, and that's an automatic winner. I never saw a judge throw that out ever. Kirk has put an answer for the T-shirts. Okay. Night Rebel 556 wanted to know, where are we on the T-shirts? Because he's really into this thing. I think he's into it more than Kirk or I are. And he says he's still waiting the quote from the printer for blank resales and the printing. Now, if his costs are good, and they should be, Kirk's going to convert the site to an e-commerce site and start placing small runs to ship out. So that's where we're at. So Kurt says, let's make official CRN stupidity tickets. How many of those do you think you could pass out in a day? Stupidity tickets. Define stupidity tickets. You mean, running into the back of the car in front of you? You mean that kind of stupidity? That's an everyday occurrence.
Go to Democratic headquarters in your local area.
Are you kidding me? You know what? How about... oh, geez. It just depends. You know, the speeders are easy to get. And I never wrote tickets until they were 15 miles an hour over the posted speed limit. And I was still getting my two tickets a day. And I told them, I said, you're 15 over. What can I do? You're 15 over. This isn't even close. You know, I've only had a couple of people go to court and complain. But the judge, for the most part, said, no, your request is denied. He said, look, you're 17 over. I mean, and if it was a neighborhood, a residential area, I'd crack you at 11 over. So if it was 30 and you're doing 41, okay, I'm going to ding you on it. Maybe because of the kids and it's a residential area. If it was highway or anything like that, then you'd be, or rural road, I think it, what, 15 over.
Well, I know the law is the law, but I also believe that a lot of cops should have some common sense and some leeway.
Taking that away. They are taking it away. Police administration officials are taking discretion away. We have to write tickets now. We have to do. Then we end up getting gigged on our performance evaluation, our annual evaluation. And that, for some people, for some guys, means you don't get a pay raise.
Yeah, I mean, I can get that. You can easily find two.
Oh, two a day.
An entire shift, because there's plenty of stupidity.
8.5 hours. Oh, yeah, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the administration has taken the discretion away. There was a time where they didn't care. At least, my sheriff's office didn't care if you wrote a ticket or two. They just wanted you, if you're going to do it, be safe doing it and make sure it's worthwhile. Because they don't want to put up with the crap either. Well, and everybody wants a body camera. So there goes your discretion. You're right, Scooter 13. A couple guys I know gave people breaks. Gave them a break. They should have wrote them. People then go home and they call in to complain about the deputy who just cut them a break, saying, well, they were rude to me. It's like, really? And so now a lot of guys won't even do that anymore. Because, you got body cameras, and there goes your discretion. Yeah, I'd love to let you off the hook, but the last person, bitched that I was rude to him, and I let him off the hook. I still don't know how that works. And, but now, because there's a policy and procedure in place, I have to follow that policy and procedure each and every time. Otherwise, I'm screwed. Now, Kirk says, if you call them GoPros, they're fun, apparently. And he says, but don't arrest the actual criminals, just the politicians. You know what? Everybody has, you know, I cracked up. I was talking to guys. I still hook up with the guys that I worked with, and we still talk. But do you know how many people have graduated from the Facebook Police Academy? Lots. Lots of people have graduated from the Facebook Police Academy. Okay. And there's other people that read it and say, oh, yeah, well, it must be true. It's on Facebook. It's true. I kid you not.
So is Kirk, are you able to print T-shirts? Like, if you had the T-shirts in front of you, you can actually print it out on your own?
Personally? Well, let's let him see if he – all right, let's see if he comes back on. If he puts something on the chat room, I'll let you know. That's a great question. He's working really hard. This is like week two that Kirk's been busting his butt getting this, trying to get this down, getting it right. So we'll see what the answer is. I think the e-commerce site he's talking about using is called Big Cartel. Now, as for the printer, that's something that only Kirk knows for sure. And he said, like I said, I read to you what his answer was to Night Rebel. You know, he says, yeah, he's still waiting for the quote from the printer for blank resales and printing. I don't know what that means, but he does. So if the costs are good, and they should be, he says, I'll convert the site, his website that he has now, to an e-commerce site and start placing small runs to ship out. What does that mean? I'm not sure. I'll just wait till when Kirk says, yes, this is good, it's what we're going to do, then I'll let you guys know too.
I mean, like, I'm getting a feeling like maybe the greatest cost, the biggest problem is getting the T-shirts in your hand. If you're going to print them yourself, is that true?
He says it means soon. But, yeah. Now, Chuck wants to know, did Kirk look into the represent.co? I don't know. But now that Kirk and Chuck are on the chat room, I'm sure they will figure something out. But, yeah, I've done with Kirk since he decided to come on board and help me out with this CRN thing is I say, Kirk, this is what I need. Can you help me? And then I stay the hell out of the way. I stay the hell out of the way and let him do whatever it is he does. You know what? So yeah, it's represent.com. That's the name of the company that Charles is suggesting.
Well, I think we done beat this dead horse, and he ain't going to call.
He ain't going to call, is it? What Kirk says is this. He says, well, blanks at wholesale require a reseller's permit, but my screen printer would supply blanks and factor them into the cost of the runs as long as I meet his minimums, which were pretty reasonable. So it seems to me
a reseller permit is a business license, isn't it?
I don't know
California law, but
I don't know this industry. But this is the industry that Kirk has worked in. This is what he does for a professional, you know, this is how he makes his money. So he obviously knows more about it than I do. And you know, so when I get the email from him saying we're online, you know, time to do it, let's go, then you got to trust the man somewhere. You got to trust him somewhere down the line. So. And you're correct, sir. We have pretty much beat this dead horse show, and we're done. Kirk's typing
hey,
something
everybody,
up.
Hey, everybody, we apologize, but, you know.
Yes, we do.
The man was supposed to be here.
Right. And I can't get his people to even answer me back on an email now. Let's see. What is Kirk? I thought Kirk was typing something, but no, he's not. Oh, he's okay. Yeah, it is a bummer, but it is what it is. Scooter 13's typing something up into the chat room too. So, Kirk says he's still excited for the movie. Yeah, we all are. You know, Kirk, you're probably going to see it before any of us. And no worries, I'm still waiting for the canning show. I'm trying to get Kenny to get his stuff together. I'll email him again, tell him to get the canning show. We'll get that taken care of for you. And because Scare 13, you've been so good and you've come back, you've been patient. So, yeah. Absolutely. We'll get that for you in there. Anything else you want to say, Tara?
No, my wife is listening. She's over in, Pam's over in Thailand.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, it's sad, you know, he didn't show up. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm sure there's a reason for it, and he'll get back to us when he can. You know, nothing's ever perfect in the world. That's
you know,
how
right now in
it.
Thailand, yeah. It is like the hottest time of the year. Right
Isn't
now,
really?
The entire week is all over 100 degrees, like 105, 6, 107.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're roasting.
Wow. All right. Well, let me get ready to call it. Let's call this show. And you know what? Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it doesn't. This time it didn't happen. So we'll see if we can't get something worked out for Saturday. Yeah, maybe get Chuck, Mike in here for Saturday, maybe. Then we can give Providence that some time off that she needs. That would work too, you know. Okay. Okay. I think we pretty much got it there. Looks like Kirk is taking Chuck's advice. He's looking at represent.com now. He says he's been looking at Kirk's been looking at Big Cartel. So, what do you think? Those two guys will hash it out, as always. That's the way it works. All right. Well, with that said, we're going to be Saturday. All right. Yeah, we already talked about the survival post. I don't know if I'll be getting any more episodes for those guys. Public thank you to Casey and Marshall for helping me out, guiding me, giving me some great advice for CRN here. I really appreciate it. With that said, you know what that reminds me? If you want to, and I'm working Terry into this, and he knows this, and that is this. If you want to do a show on Contra Radio Network, get a hold of me, ContraRadio@live.com, ContraRadio@live.com. Tell me what kind of show you want to do, and we'll see if we can work something out. That's all right. I'm trying to think of anything else. Nope, I think that's it. Terry, final words?
No, pretty good. I really appreciate all the listeners that tune in.
Yeah, so
and you know, we're not, how can I put it? We're not
What's
doing
that?
This so that we can, you know, hear our own voice. I mean, if we wanted to just be preppers and we're worried about ourselves, we can communicate with everybody we need to communicate with, but we're trying to reach out to those who might be by themselves or some
right.
prepper leaders out there, some groups
right.
out there,
right.
and try to inspire you and educate you and give you, like, who knows, something we talk about might spur an idea. And you say, you know what, I didn't think about that. I have an idea. I need to check on this and that. Well, that's what it's all about.
Uh-huh.
I don't get paid. John, you don't get paid.
I don't. I wish I did. This is CRN is going to be my media empire. My media empire.
Yeah, we're not. We're no.
Yeah,
we're no
we're
David
not,
Letterman.
And we're not retiring anytime soon. we aren't getting paid. No one ever gets paid here. I just keep shelling money out. But anyways, boys and girls, Terry's right. You know, we're just here to help. You know, the more people we help become preppers, that's one less person knocking on your door looking for food and water when the grid goes down. So with that said, all right, Terry, I'll get hold of you later, buddy. We got to talk about, see if we'll get Providence scheduled in, and I'll find out what's going on with Mike Norris. See if we can work something else out another time. I'm sure something else came up, and that's all right. You know what? We're not like a Fortune 500 broadcast company. We're a tiny little we're a tiny little internet radio show. We have almost 8,000 people, which by the way, thank you. We're right there at the at that demarcation between 7,000 and 8,000. So, okay. With that said, we will see you Saturday night, 8 a.m.
Yes.
Saturday night,
yes,
8 a.m. And we'll see if we can have a better show than what we had tonight. All right. Terry, good night, sir. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. All right. Good night, Al.
All right. Good night. And that was Terry. We've released him back into the wild. We don't like to poach too much. So, anyway. Yes. Jay, tell you what, Charles. I will tell my wife that you took our advice. I appreciate it. All right, guys. Until next time, my prepper and patriot friends, I'm sorry tonight's did not work out the way we wanted to. And I apologize for that. It's obviously something beyond our control. And it happens. All right. It's not the end of the world. So be safe. What's this? Contra Radio Network, how are you? Oh, didn't want to talk to me. All right, guys, have a good one. And we'll see you Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be safe, be alert, and be vigilant. I'm John Jeffers of the Contra Radio Network. Good night.
Easter is coming up, and I just can't wait to have the whole family in one place. And of course, what's Easter without an awesome Easter brunch? Now, I don't know about your family, but mine is a little picky, and I really wanted to impress them with something delicious. A friend told me I should check out Total Wine & More. It was crazy. They must have every wine and beer imaginable. I told one of their friendly experts my situation, and they found me just the thing. This sparkling wine is going to be absolutely perfect for brunch, even with my picky family. I know next time I need something, I'm shopping at Total Wine and More.
Welcome to Total Wine and More. It's much more than a wine store. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
When people talk about Total Wine and More, they get a little carried away. We're just a big friendly place run by people with a passion for wine and beer. See, we travel the world to find the best wines from the best regions, and we sell them at the lowest prices anywhere.
And friendly, helpful experts at every turn.
You know what? Maybe we are the eighth wonder of the world.
Shop in store or online at TotalWine.com.